your mojo, your juju, whatever you want to call it. You've been willing this thing, you know, since I saw you at like 12:45, 12:40. You've been talking about weather nonstop, and now you want weather? You got weather. I hate you for this. I'm supposed to have a beautiful afternoon off. Look, I maybe was going to go by Wrigley Field. I got a couple of tickets. Look, you know,
in all honesty, just I'm in scheduling hell. I'm in scheduling hell.
Why is that?
Because you know my wife's been away for 5 days. She's been at Bridal Fashion Week.
Did she lay out your underwear and everything for you?
It's one pair. And when the wife's gone, I don't have to change underpants. Come on, I don't change anything. I'm using the same plate, same fork. It's bachelor days, but. Especially now tonight, because the kids have been off.
I wish you were joking.
But I've been trying to get to schedule his hockey. My daughter's got to be a million places, and there's meetings. So if the Cubs play, it's different than if they don't play. Plus, she's flying right now, and I can't even communicate with her. Right. So I got to arrange rides and all that. Oh, so man. I'll figure it all out. It's all fine. But after an update, I got a little bit of controversy here, thanks to an old friend of ours, a little note on Twitter about what's going on with the Cubs.
All right. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. We haven't forgot about you Mitchellites, or whatever you want to call them.
Michelobes.
you Michelobes, because Mitchell Trubisky set my world on fire last night.
It's a real dude.
With his 12 for 25 and his 60 quarterback rating. I don't care about the drive chart you're putting out there. I enjoyed it, damn it. I'm down for the crown. It's Mitchapalooza time. So we'll talk about all those things right here after an update on the Bernstein and Golf Show.
Today, it's game four of the NLDS. And the Cubs could take the series with a win.
Listen
to Pat and Ron's hometown call right here. Our pregame coverage starts at 3:30 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion, Chicago Cubs. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zpack. Attending live sporting events should be fun and affordable. Tickets for Wolves games start at just $11. So bring your pack to the home opener Saturday at Allstate Arena. Free tailgate prior to the game. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
I believe in our guys. I've talked about trusting your guys, and we do. And the fact that they have a little bit of experience now over the last couple of years, it matters. And we don't quit. We keep fighting back. And they know that if we do that, we have a chance to have a positive result.
That was Cubs skipper Joe Maddon. Earlier, he was on the station with Spiegel and Parkins. His team indeed does not quit. Comeback victory yesterday. And they can close out the NLDS today at Wrigley Field as they host Washington in game four of this series. Maybe it's going to rain. But as of now, we've got Mark Grody scheduled to start pregame at 3:30 and Jake Arrieta on the mound as the Cubs try to send Washington home for the year. Football Bears are off today. They officially did place linebacker Willie Young on the IR, though. He injured his triceps versus the Packers a couple of weeks ago. Also in the NFL, running back Adrian Peterson traded from New Orleans to Arizona. And Commissioner Roger Goodell, in a letter sent to NFL owners, said he believes everyone should stand for the national anthem, and the issue will be discussed at the owners' meetings in New York next week. Your chance to start earning extra money begins now. Amazon is hiring part-time associates in Crest Hill. Apply today at amazon.com/JolietJobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. And if you're searching for a solution to cracks in your foundation walls, visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. I'm Kevin Zpack, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is hopefully at 3:30 when the Cubs take on Washington on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Now going for two for the tie and some trickery. How about that play? It wound up getting pitched back to Trubisky to tie the game.
I got to put that in my offense. I have not seen that play.
We practice that every week. That's one of those. Football's fun in general, but you get to go back and do, things that you did growing up, kind of backyard football, is draw some stuff up in crucial moments was a fun part of the night for us.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
You heard it from everybody in that locker room in the post game. Zach Miller, Kyle Long, they all echoed what I thought they should echo: is we have to be better around someone now. You know, Cody Whitehair can't be what he was. Charles Leno Jr. We're going to talk a little bit about Ryan Pace's money, too, because I understand rewarding a guy inside a locker room and builds morale. Like, look at this guy. He worked hard. He's still our starting left tackle.
He's bad.
He graded out pretty good a couple of weeks ago, I believe. He was one of the top six left tackles in the game a couple of weeks ago against Pittsburgh. But yesterday, against one of the better defensive ends, and if I'm going to pay you like I paid you, with not top-end tackle money, but they gave him a nice chunk of change, you better be able to perform better than that on a primetime stage. But this is all about, Dan, who can play with Mitchell going forward. That's what I saw last night.
Who can maximize what he can do and who's standing in his way.
Simple as that.
And it just tells me, what were you doing with Mike Glennon?
Wagner.
What were you doing? There is. I don't care what you think you saw in practice.
Football wisdom,
based on what we saw in exhibition games and the way you see the ball come out of this guy's hand, there was not a moment when this team convened as currently constituted. There was not a moment at which you weren't closer to winning a Super Bowl by starting Mitch Trubisky. Not a moment. Those are four wasted opportunities to get into the development of your most important
player. That's how I felt. 16 quarters that he could have seen blitzes coming from his left and having his eyes be that extra protector. Benny Cunningham couldn't get both those guys off the edge. A more seasoned guy, a player that has seen those kinds of reps coming into week five would have said, okay, here's my hot. I got to get ready here. Even with Jim Miller. Jim Miller said it last night on Comcast that there was a cadence, a dummy call, that he reset the offense, but he didn't point out the Mike linebacker, and that's why the play went awry. Guess what? In week five, yes. I think this guy would have been able to process that and gotten a little tricks of the trades, a little nuances. He's going to have to go through, I heard someone say, 1,000 filters before he becomes the finished product. If he went through 3 or 4 of those filters last night, if he goes through 10 filters a game, I need him to get all those filters out the way. That's the thing.
Members of Filter. This segment is brought to you by Ford.
Don't give him
Built
a Ford.
No, he gave me a sarcastic
No, he
up.
Gave you the... No, that, but that, the,
he
that's
knew
the,
I was... Looking,
the Brent Rambo.
Yeah, that's the real Tanny
no,
thumbs up
no,
now,
he
though.
Knew I was... looking to him for approval, and he gave me approval.
Yeah, so I've been taking that as the real thumbs up this whole time.
No, I've been around him long enough to know that that's not. Because
right.
When he's actually
that
happy,
actually
he would
bad.
Do like a he'd do like a clap or like a little fist pump or like a sky point. If he gives like you know, the thumbs, come on.
That wasn't that bad.
Members
of Filter was pretty
by
bad.
Ford. Built Ford Tough Bears Monday on a Tuesday is brought to you by your local Ford stores. Okay, so a tweet here from our buddy Chip Carey.
Okay.
His Twitter's odd sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, the best darn sports show in America.
Yeah, you get some. It's from Oaxaca. Vinny Castilla from Oaxaca.
Shout out to Chip.
Chip says, or it could be Skip, his father, the legendary.
Dump them all
Harry.
In the grave, like George.
Skip Carey, whose pappy was the legendary Harry and whose son is Skip, died in his sleep last night. Make that his son, Chip.
An all timer. Anytime you want to run it, I don't care
don't
what
know,
we're talking
we don't
about.
Skip.
Skip Carey, whose pappy was the legendary Harry and whose son is Skip, died in his sleep last night. Make that his son Chip.
We could be talking Kaepernick.
Sorry.
Three people could have died.
That's
anything you want, anytime you want to run that.
It's Skip Perry. We don't know who the son is. There's the legendary Harry and it's his pappy.
So
he's on a pirate ship. Tis your pappy. I mean,
and then they all got dumped in a grave together. casino style.
I think he died in someone else's sleep. We don't even know how that works.
Shout out to Georgie.
Here's the tweet.
Uh-huh.
Rain approaching Wrigley tonight. TBS was asked.
Not tight booty syndrome, but no. Turner Broadcasting Station.
TBS was asked to start the game at 1 p.m. and refused.
Nope. Chicago audience want to get it later into the night.
Or
in the middle of the night.
Or
sorry, what did you do? Really, this segment just gave me that look with your filter shenanigans.
I didn't know that like a Billy Joel doo-wop retro song would be top of mind.
I'm
for
the guy
you.
That hates musicals too, right?
I'm just a little
just burst into song just now.
I'm just a little surprised.
Why?
That would be sort of there loaded.
Certain things are
that neuron would
dude,
fire.
Certain things are in here. There's certain rooms I haven't walked in for years.
I got you. You know.
See, now I'm never gonna sing again on this show. And I'm never gonna dance again.
Hey, Billy Joel doo-wop sucks!
So maybe maybe if you're TBS, you think, okay, well, instead of the Cubs getting a shot at Tanner Roark, you can get another game in there, get a Strasburg game, maybe take
you
this thing
TBS
out.
Think about that?
Nah, you know, I'm just being that guy.
I'm asking them.
No, I don't. I don't.
They're thinking later audience, right? Chicago, DC, Luke, Robert Chief.
Yeah, I'm at. On its the right. Occam's razor here. I mean, the most reasonable answer is probably just that. Yes, mm-hmm. They wanted to get a little more of an audience.
Because Cubs fans are already going off on a text line about, you just made us lose this game because we're going to burn a pitcher and 120 start should have happened. Yeah, man, you know what? The Cubs are the better team to win. I thought the Cubs would have had a tougher time against this team, and I know it hasn't been easy these three games.
You were no hit for six innings.
I understand. But they're up 2-1. Just like when they came home from the split. Like after Bryce Harper goes, yaha. I didn't get a chance to talk about it yesterday. But after Bryce Harper goes, yaha.
Boy.
Yeah, and he felt every piece of that pitch, too. And he walked it. And he can't be mad at him.
If you're rooting for Javier Baez.
Yeah, no doubt. Did he switchblade the bat? Or did he, like, put the bat down like a sword? It was a lot of swag on it. And I'm like, okay, you're fine. And then immediately, I can't win with Cubs fans on Twitter. So I stopped trying. I don't give a damn. As soon as I say, yeah, you got to split, you know, it's not how you lost, but the results are you got to split. You went and got what you needed, and now you come back home. Well, it's how we lost, and it's a crusher. We should be up 2-0. I didn't pick the Cubs to win this series. So if I'm a Cubs fan going into yesterday's game, a split is okay. Yeah, it kind of sucks that you lost it the way you lost it, but it's still 1-1. 1-1, it doesn't change the count. Now, Carl Edwards Jr. gets back out there, mm-hmm. and he sees Bryce Harper again, and he strikes his ass out, and he's punching the sky, and he's doing his thing. And yeah, I mean, it was an entertaining game, even though it was sloppily played. There was a lot going on. And even at the end, I thought there would be a sigh of relief more so than an avuncular, you know, take a look at this kind of vibe. But this team's gone through a lot the last couple of years. And there's been a few times where I thought, yeah, this is donezo for this. This team is going to lose this game, and we're going to have to take these dumbass, you know, it happens to us all the time calls. I should be surprised by nothing. And I'm usually not now. I'm not surprised by anything, this group of guys that they have assembled, because they've got the perfect mix. They've got the swaggy middle infielder. They've got Addison Russell, who I thought yesterday put on an absolute show in terms of footwork at the shortstop position. You know, you got one of the best maybe in the game sitting on the bench.
But we talked about it, the number of things he does on what are routine plays beautiful. For him. The reason why you see his defensive runs saved, the reason why you see his defensive war numbers.
Ballet out there, man.
Yes. Yes, and it's not always spectacular. You don't think of it as spectacular, but he does it just by nature.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing to watch him attack baseballs out there.
I had a Twitter follower who kept hitting me up every time I mentioned something about Addison Russell. He goes, Jeff Samardzija rental. Like, he kept hitting me with the same thing. You got this guy for a Jeff Samardzija rental. Watching him play the position was outstanding yesterday. Watching Ben, I thought that moment in the beginning of the game where, like, Javi would have had that. What's going to happen here? Ben Zobrist comes up with a big hit for you as well. Jason Hayward tracks a ball down. Like, they've got the highs and lows. You can just insert a different dude and be like, all right, this will balance that out. And if things are too low, the swaggy Javi Baez will balance that out. Like, this is a perfectly assembled roster. The starting pitching is what I worried about. Their starting pitchers are what, 0.48 ERA these first three games? So you can't really complain right now if you're a Cubs fan, and I don't know a lot of Cubs fans that are complaining.
Tell me if you think this is real or not. This is a text to 67011.
Okay.
Do you think this is real? As two texts, it says, as a founding member of the band Filter, I appreciate the "and members of Filter" line. Been listening to The Score since the beginning. First time I heard that, sitting in LA streaming now. Thanks.
Okay, well, this is very simple. We can figure this out very easily. Nick Shepkowski can have this person's phone number. We can call and run them through the array of questions.
No, I just wanted
to... Nick, do you have filter questions in the tuck?
No, because my first thought would be, who would decide that they would...
Aha!
they would would want to claim that.
Now we're going to get the other dudes who every right. time you mention a band.
Right. Yeah, this is John Lennon.
Exactly. So no, it's very. We figure this out pretty easily, right?
I don't know.
Just hit him up.
It's just that's a first. No, it's not a first because James Brown's drummer called the show years ago.
Was it Maceo?
No,
it was a horn player.
Clyde Stubblefield, was that his name?
No, that was the defensive tackle for the 49ers. Dennis Stubblefield.
The last name is. And we were talking about James Brown. I was talking about his drummer. We were talking about hip hop beats.
Yeah.
And I was saying, you know, all these great hip hop beats. I said, James Brown's drummer pretty much did all of them already.
Yeah.
And he called
James
it,
Brown was too busy beating the hell out of Tammy Terrell. Oh, my bad. Did I think it?
You see, now you're going to get the people who are mad at me for talking about Christopher Columbus yesterday.
Who was mad at you?
Oh, people.
The Aboriginals?
People got so angry for telling.
Indigenous People Day?
Really mad about what Christopher Columbus was and what he did. Besmirching the good name of Cristobal Colon.
We're back in 1964. Like, are you surprised by that? Did you do Indigenous People Day yesterday? Did you do that? Did you see the Daily Wire's tweet where they pretty much, like, it was like, an animation of, yeah, the Native Americans were here, but since they got slaughtered, look at these streets that we've been able to cultivate, and look at these big buildings, and look at all this economy and business.
Wow.
Like, give everyone smallpox and liquor and little plots of land where they can gamble and kill each other. Like, it was super weird. I'm like, you dropped this on Columbus Day? People were mad at you yesterday? I didn't get a chance to listen because I was
texting. This isn't why I tune in. I don't tune in to hear about Christopher Columbus.
Oh, come on.
A lot of that.
Yeah, sure you do. You tune in to be mad about that. Sure you
okay.
do.
And you're playing your role.
Every time I text, our job is to host a show. Some of your jobs are to bitch about it for free. Everyone is playing their role.
So here they all come in. This is Stevie Wonder. Jason, I am blind. Love you guys from Joey Ramone.
See, now here we
but
go.
But apparently Filter is from
Can't
Chicago.
Can't wait for Tupac to chime in.
Filter?
Are they?
Yeah, it is from Chicago.
Really?
So there's
how many Filter songs can you name?
There's Hey Man, Nice Shot. Right? About the politico that blew his brains out on TV.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I forgot the guy's name. You ever seen that video, right? This guy, shamed politician, goes out for a press conference and blows the back of his head off.
Lets himself out.
And then there's the one Awake on My Airplane. Mm-hmm. That one.
I'm surprised you can go too deep. That's your musical knowledge.
I'm not sure the name of it. Awake
picture,
on my airplane.
It?
Yeah. Well, you
that's
take a picture because
I
won't remember. Right. That's it.
There it is.
There you go.
I guess that's the question you asked.
Hey,
Can you take my picture?
We went three deep. You know,
no, so that was two.
That's just two.
Yeah.
I thought you just named two.
No, that's
you named two
named
and he
two.
Named
no,
that...
he named the title of the one
okay.
that I was
my
referencing.
My bad. Tammy?
See what the Wikipedia says here.
This segment was brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. I was very pleased watching the Bears last night. I can't tell you the last time I've said that. The Bears are closer to a Super Bowl now than they were. I can say that confidently.
I want to talk about some of Ryan Pace's good money and some of his bad money. I think both were on display last night. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You can jump into the conversation as well. 312-644-6767 as we try to figure out what the hell is going to happen here today because the Cubs, it's going to rain. So we're going to talk to them and talk to Bruce, I'm sure, before we're out of here again. Maybe get an update on how hard it's going to rain. Something like
right,
that.
Right. We're supposed to be out of here in 15 minutes, but I don't.
Are we sticking around?
I think so.
Are we going to?
Till further notice, I assume we're starting the extended pre at 3:30.
Okay. All right. There it is.
So we're told otherwise.
Yeah, you can catch me over at Sweetwater right here at 205 North Mission in North Washington.
Around the house.
Yeah, yes. And a little later on, you can catch me over at McFetridge.
Don't stop telling people where
everybody knows,
everybody
knows where I am.
It's a cool fun bit when we say where we're going to be.
Yeah.
When people say where you're going to be.
Yeah, stop.
Why? Because somebody's going to come and do bad things.
Yeah, I don't want anything
things.
To happen to you. Christopher Columbus people are going to come and put smallpox blankets all over you.
Everybody knows where I am.
No. Oh, look at Swaggy B.
No, I'm just saying. It's
come at me, bitch.
Yeah.
Swaggy B is out here. He's like 50 with the.
He's going to ask everyone that comes up to him about the weather, too.
Yeah, he's got the bulletproof Acura like 50 Cent all of a sudden. He's out here. All right, it's the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score.
Bears can't win. They continue to serve up losses, even with Mitch Trubisky at the helm. Mully here from the Mully and Hanley Show. Morning 5-9. So the Bears fall to the Vikings. We got a full analysis of the loss, a breakdown of Mitch Trubisky's performance. Plus, we'll look ahead. ahead to their next game. Ooh, this one's with the Ravens. Get ready for that game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Say, are you a single person on the dating scene? Well, join the club, man. Plenty of people out there are single and loving it. But what if you don't wish to remain single? Don't worry. Love will surely find you. It might happen at, oh, let's just say, a baseball game. There you are in the stands, having a beer and a frankfurter and rooting for your home team. Suddenly, a gorgeous person of the opposite sex approaches you and asks if you're in her seat. You compare tickets, and somehow you've both been issued the same one. Management feels terrible and immediately moves you together to a private box. There you fall madly in love, and your team wins the World Series, and you catch the winning home run on your wedding day. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally set you up on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more.
Offer. Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Stay ahead of the game. Find an agent at farmers.com. The Mitchell Trubisky era has begun, and it went about as well as you could hope for a rookie quarterback making his first start for a team that was about to fall to 1-4. Last night for the Bears, he was 12 of 25, 128 yards, a touchdown, a fumble, and one brutal pick. But he did show flashes of mobility and arm strength and athleticism. But there was that one absolute backbreaker at the end of the game. But despite that play, Bears head coach John Fox was feeling great about Trubisky. He showed flashes, but the NFL is littered with guys who showed flashes in their debut and then never did anything ever again. I'm not saying that's the case. What I'm saying is keep Joe Montana's name out your mouth when talking about Mitchell Trubisky. I'm Jim Rome.
There's a season for everything. And right now, it's save up to 30% on appliances season at the Home Depot with special buys on innovative appliances that do more. Like a GE high-efficiency washer and electric dryer. Your clothes get cleaner without the damage. And they're just $586 each. Save $425 on the pair. Savings are in season with up to 30% off appliances at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. Gas dryer extra. See store for details.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Time to shed some light on light bulbs. Don't just settle for any light bulb. Make sure it's the right bulb. And that means where you buy them matters. Right now at the Home Depot, a 10-pack of Fight LED bulbs is $12.88. That's just $1.29 a bulb, and they last up to 10 years, which means you'll save now and save even more in the long run. The right bulb in all the right styles, colors, shapes, and sizes. Like a 10-pack of Fight LED light bulbs, just $12.88. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Flap. Pustule. Jowls. Nugget. Gurgle, smear, bulbous, pork.
If you hear certain words on the job site,
baloney,
work can be uncomfortable.
Tender.
So at least get work gear that's comfortable. Timberland Pro work shirts, pants, and boots. Head to toe, Timberland Pro. Not uncomfortable.
Moist.
Yes. Put the gun down now or we will shoot.
After new episodes of
Time to shed some light on light bulbs. Don't just settle for any light bulb. Make sure it's the right bulb. And that means where you buy them matters. Right now at the Home Depot, a 10-pack of Fight LED bulbs is $12.88. That's just $1.29 a bulb, and they last up to 10 years, which means you'll save now and save even more in the long run. The right bulb in all the right styles, colors, shapes, and sizes. Like a 10-pack of Fight LED light bulbs, just $12.88. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Chicago's home improvement destination.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
All right, good money, bad money. America's favorite game show. Ryan Pace, I think with the signings of Prince Amukamara, and I know Kyle Fuller isn't a signing, but the drafting of Eddie Jackson, that's a physical little secondary that you put together. Marcus Cooper Sr. had the back spasms. Outside of the bonehead play, I think he's played okay. All right, Akeem Hicks is pushing people around and is very angry. For as jovial and as delightful he is as he is on the Mully and Hanley show in the morning, you watch some after the play stuff, Akeem Hicks is out there being nasty. And I'm glad Matt Miller mentioned it with Vic Fangio getting that Justin Smith, Alden Smith combo. Now all you have to do is find Patrick Willis and Navarro Bowman and Ahmad Brooks and all the rest of the really good players that were on that defense. But man, there's been some under the radar stuff that Ryan Pace has done that I think he deserves a little credit for. And I already mentioned the Charles Leno thing. If you're going to pay him, and you didn't pay him top dollar, but if you're going to reward him and show the locker room that this is what you can get by working hard, I'm going to need to see you play better against prime competition. Anybody can push around bums. Anybody can push around a right end or a left end that nobody thinks about. Everson Griffin is a damn fine player. Charles Leno Jr. was in a huddle by the time that man made it to the backfield on that one get off where it was like these are two different animals playing against each other. So there was some good money and some bad money on display for you. I know every GM has it, but yeah, you know, you got to be balanced in this.
Shut it down.
I want to put Deion Sims on notice too. That I know sometimes you can get in the field and have a little wiggle, but get down the line and block who you have to block and hold on to the ball.
A couple times.
You don't have the margin for error.
Oh yeah, Tariq. I know you're fast.
Yeah, but dude,
north south every once in a while.
Dude, yeah. Down the field.
Yeah,
just down the field. Yeah. Just go. This isn't D2.
By the way, watch670thescore.com is brought to you by American Needle. They make the finest quality baseball caps out there. You can see the assortment of Cubs hats right here if you're watching on watch670thescore.com. We thank them for jumping back down with us for another campaign. Always fun.
And our Chicago Cub playoff coverage has been brought to you by CDW and Intel. CDW, people who get it. We thank our video director, Brian Gertsch.
J.J. Watt had broken a leg, and Whitney Marcellus was also down and out for the season.
I'm pretty far from okay.
It's Whitney different forms Marcellus of Wallace.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just also thank our
to see the dude with the zipper mask coming. Well, let me stop. Let's
see. Gimp sleeping. Wake him up. Spider caught himself a fly.
One of the most uncomfortable scenes in the last two decades, right?
Nick Szczepkowski.
For him to have an opportunity to go after the Vikings on Monday Night Football in the fourth quarter has me fired up.
Well, all right. There it is. Look at these pants.
All right.
Look at this tent.
Cool.
Thank you, John.
And our audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
It'll be a while before we can do this again, because I know you're going to keep that baby.
Hey, man. I missed
Papa,
out.
Don't preach.
I missed out on the Chris Forrester fun yesterday. Oh, dude.
Getting it done. $3 million a year. $3 million a year as the offensive line coach.
Wait till tomorrow so we can dissect this a little bit more. Stretch it out a little bit more.
Happy stripper girlfriend. Man. The recipient of some... And that's his desk at work.
She's getting killed on Twitter and social media. Like, how could you do this?
All right, we got to get out of here because they have to pretend they're playing baseball tonight.
Yeah, so Grody, enjoy.
Yeah, have fun.
And Cubs baseball is coming up, kind of, next. For Dan and Nick and Chris, I'm Jason. Thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
We're done here.
Friday, join the Bernstein and Goff Show with Bud Light from 1 to 6 p.m. at Mike and Denise's Pizzeria, located at 1760 North Farnsworth Avenue in Aurora. Enjoy Bud Light specials, score and Bud Light giveaways, and enter to win Blackhawks tickets to an upcoming game. Brought to you by Bud Light, famous.
There's a season for everything. And right now, it's save up to 30% on appliances season at the Home Depot with special buys on innovative appliances that do more, like a Maytag top freezer refrigerator with extra deep door bins to free up shelf space. It's just $498. You save $150. Savings are in season with up to 30% off appliances at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Cubs GM Jed Hoyer.
If you have a good roster, you're going to have some tough decisions. And a lot of it, you know, comes down to matchups and certain matchups you think you're going to see during the course of the series and certain moments you think could possibly come up. And so I think that's a lot of it.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah, it was a Bears game.
That's the thing. Like, it started as this excitement for Mitch and everything, and it settled into a broken down Sam Bradford and then a Case Keenum-led Vikings team and a Bears roster, which is just so freaking barren of talent.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station
02.
Cubs fans, now it's time for The Score's special Cubs postseason pregame show on the official radio home of the defending World Series champion Chicago Cubs, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Here's your host, Mark Grody.
Yeah, this is a special pregame show. It is the extended gargantuan Cubs pregame show leading up to game 4 of this National League Division Series between the Chicago Cubs and the Washington Nationals. Jake Arrieta scheduled to pitch for the Cubs against Tanner Roark for the Washington Nationals. Cubs, after yesterday's dramatic 2-1 win over the Washington Nationals, lead this best-of-five series 2-1, so you know what a win would mean. That would mean that the Cubs would advance on to the National League Championship Series to take on the Los Angeles Dodgers. It is great to have you with us here live from Wrigley Field. I am Mark Grody, and the weather is what is on everybody's minds in this day and age. Everybody's a meteorologist because we all have iPhones, and I have, as usual, have seen, have heard, have been told 1,000 different forecasts ranging to it's going to rain right now, and it's not raining right now. 4 o'clock I've heard, but the wind is blowing in. The threat of rain is absolutely real. Nothing yet. No rain has fallen on Wrigley Field today, unless I missed something. There are many scenarios here, too, that they could start the game and then possibly have to wait until tomorrow to complete the game after whatever delay they would decide on. They could completely scrap today's game and start it tomorrow on a day off for both of these two teams. And keep in mind, too, that, yes, they would have to play 9 innings, not like the regular season where we play the 5 innings and then it becomes an official game. They don't play that game, and you know that from, obviously, Game 7 of the World Series last year, having to go through that scenario as well. So we will keep you up to date on, obviously, on what we know as it pertains to the weather. Either way, we'll have a baseball game, or we'll be talking Cubs all day long here on 670 The Score and the Cubs Radio Network. Let's give you some lineups for today's game. Here's the way the Cubs will play it today. John Jay leading off and playing center field, followed by Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, and Wilson Contreras, the cleanup hitter. Ben Zobrist is the right fielder today, batting fifth, followed by Kyle Schwarber, right back in there in left field. Addison Russell, the number 7 hitter and the starting shortstop for the Cubs. Javier Baez is the second baseman and 8 hitter, so Baez back in the lineup for Joe Maddon's team today. And Jake Arrieta, again, scheduled to make the start, and the number 9 hitter for the Cubs. As for the Nationals,
Trey Turner leading off and playing shortstop. Jason Wirth, the number two hitter and the left fielder for Dusty Baker's Nationals. Bryce Harper is the number three hitter, followed by the first baseman and cleanup hitter, Ryan Zimmerman. Daniel Murphy, the second baseman. Anthony Rendon, the number six hitter and third baseman, followed by the catcher, Matt Wieters, who is batting seventh. Michael A. Taylor, the center fielder and number eight hitter. And local kid Tanner Rourke is the starting pitcher and number nine hitter for the Washington Nationals. And this pregame show is going to absolutely dominate simply because of the guest list that we have today. Joe Maddon, Chris Bosio, Carl Edwards Jr., Jake Arrieta, Alex Avila, Lawrence Holmes, Len Casper, Ron Coomer, and more, including this guy right to my left. It is our Score Baseball Insider. He is Bruce Levine, and Bruce, of course, his place, as I just said, has been buzzing about the weather, how that will affect today's game. How about on the field and the way Joe Maddon might handle the pitching staff or how the pitching staffs would be affected?
Well, you know, they answered this question a long time ago when they set this roster, Mark. This was all based on not necessarily weather conditions, but fortifying Jake Arrieta, who hasn't pitched in 2 weeks and only pitched twice in 5 weeks. From that situation, that's why John Lackey was put on this roster to be the extra long man. Normally you have Mike Montgomery, who's your long man, and in a short series with 2 games played and then a day off, 2 games played, then a day off, you're going to have Montgomery there for a couple. But with Lackey, they have him there just for this type of situation. Now it's taken on its own character because of the fact, Mark, that we have rain. So let's say it starts and Lackey and there's no rain in the area, and then all of a sudden it pours and Arrieta has thrown 45 pitches and he has to sit for 75 minutes. He's not coming back, okay? Mm-hmm. So then Joe Maddon has the ability now to either put in Montgomery or get John Lackey ready, which is their idea from the very beginning. He'll need about 30 pitches, you know, kind of like his regular bullpen before he'd go out there and start, and he'd be ready to go. This helps Joe think this thing through, but realistically, even if there wasn't rain tonight, this would be the case where Lackey would be there as your 1A in case Arrieta has to come out of the ballgame early.
Here's what I want to know. If the scenario occurs, and this is just throwing stuff out there, let's just say they don't throw a single pitch in this game, they decide to play tomorrow. Would Joe Maddon then still pitch Arrieta, you think, tomorrow?
Yes, he said he would.
Okay.
So straight up. Okay. It's Arrieta's game. All right. Game four is Arrieta's. Certainly, you know, as you think, Hendricks is going to be on proper rest. You could have him in a put-away game, but mm-hmm. He said it's going to be Arrieta.
And then on the other side, I don't know if you had a chance to talk to Dusty Baker.
He is definitely going to change his pitcher. It's not going to be Tanner Rourke. If he has the opportunity, uh-huh. he's going with his big guy, and Strasburg will pitch game four. And he didn't say exactly that. He just said that, hey, when I was walking in, he was walking out, meaning he was probably going to the bullpen to get ready. That situation is certainly hot, and there's no way that going into the offseason, if you're Mike Rizzo, the vice president, general manager, Dusty Baker, you don't want to ever be asked, hey, you had a chance on proper rest to pitch Steven Strasburg, and you didn't do it.
Yeah.
Impossibility.
He don't want that.
Impossibility.
On his
resume. He pitches tomorrow if this thing gets boxed and we play tomorrow instead.
Mark Rohde and Bruce Levine here. It's the Cubs pregame show. This game is scheduled to start at 4:38. Yeah, 4:38. Cubs and Nationals game four of the National League Championship Series. Cubs leading the series 2-1. We were talking about this in the booth, all of us. What a terrific series this has been. It's one of those rare times where a series actually sort of lives up to the hype in terms of two evenly matched teams.
Absolutely. And you know, and you hate to say, okay, it might be game five, but you know, Kyle Hendricks was in the interview room just for that purpose, that he would be game five pitcher. But this has, you know, all the basics of a classic. You know, you go back to those great series between Boston and California and them going to the World Series after, you know, Donnie Moore throws a bad pitch and you know, Dave Henderson hits it out, and you go back to 86 in the Mets and Houston in that classic and NLCS. This is just like that, a division series to remember. You hate to even bring up 1984, but that was certainly for the San Diego Padres a division series, an NLCS to remember.
All they had to do was win one game, Bruce.
They still need to win one game.
Yeah.
Somebody still needs to get Steve Garvey out.
Luckily, we can laugh about things like this because of what the 2016 Chicago Cubs did,
right,
winning a World Series. I don't know if you knew that or not, but they did win the World Series.
According to the promos that Mitch Rosen, who's lurking somewhere back there in the hallways, according to the promos that he's put together, we did win a World Series last year. It's funny you say that because that was one of the first things I thought, that does wipe out all of the
bad
history.
And you can joke. I couldn't joke about this last year.
Right.
Couldn't do it.
No.
You know, I would be run out of town, but because they have that in hand, you know, those things are in the past. You can actually talk about the real history of the team without worrying about offending anybody.
1984 actually affected my adolescence. I mean, that was not good for a young me. That was bad.
I thought it was acne.
That is Bruce Levine. On that note, Bruce, I'll let you go. We might have you back on a little bit later on.
Not after that comment.
I see Bruce Levine has the good writers. He has hired some good writers for the pregame show. We appreciate that. And the only reason that Bruce might be back on is if there is to be some sort of delay. We don't want that, but we'll have fun if that is the case. And I've also been told that if the game is to be scrapped, and again, it is not raining right now. Washington is down on the field taking batting practice. The Cubs already had their BP. I'm staying optimistic. I'm going to go about this as if there's going to be a baseball game today. But if there's not, I'm going to be on the air until 6 o'clock tonight talking about the Cubs. So that is what we were able to negotiate up here in the booth, and that'll be a blast if that does go down. But if all things are equal, of course we want Game 4 to go down between the Cubs and Nationals. Coming up next, we will go down on the field and see what is cooking with Len Casper. He's coming up next here on Chicago Sports Radio 6.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
Flap. Pustule. Jowls. Nugget. Gurgle, smear, bulbous, pork.
If you hear certain words on the job site,
baloney,
work can be uncomfortable.
Tender.
So at least get work gear that's comfortable. Timberland Pro work shirts, pants, and boots. Head to toe, Timberland Pro. Not uncomfortable.
Moist.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago sports station.
Coffee. And remember, at home, it's Hills.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi stops swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. All trademarks used with permission. We're back with more of The Score's special Cubs postseason pregame show on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the defending World Series champion Chicago Cubs. Here's your host, Mark Grody.
All right, so back at Wrigley Field, getting ready for the Cubs and Nationals Game 4 of the NLCS. As we speak, the Washington Nationals are departing from the field. They just had their batting practice. The Cubs did theirs a while back. And we may have some sort of decision on how they will go about the rest of today very soon. And when I say that in terms of will they wait out a delay, will they just say, you know what, We're going to scrap it for today, and we're all going to come back tomorrow. We're hoping to get some news on that very shortly. We do not know right now. As far as we know, they are planning on having a baseball game here. We see some Diamond Dry lined up in front of the Cubs dugout. I see them stacking it. The grounds crew right now is taking off the tarp that is traditionally down during batting practice. So we will keep a sharp eye on what is going on down on the field. Yes, fans have entered the ballpark, obviously, as they are assuming there's going to be a game here today, or at least some sort of delay, possibly, before it happens. I have seen reports of rain falling down. I had a couple people tweet me that it is raining in New Lenox. I think Misko over here said it, there was rain falling in DeKalb earlier as well. So keep those reports coming. We definitely appreciate that. I'm on Twitter, at Mark Grody Sports. Jake Arrieta scheduled to pitch today for the Cubs. Tanner Roark for Washington. And you know what? Let's go down on the field to Len Casper and a Cubs catcher.
Mark, thank you. Always great to catch up with Alex Avila. And obviously, playing time is at a premium right now, but you just wait for that opportunity. And you know, whenever that opportunity comes, it'll be in a big spot.
Yeah, you know, to be honest with you, some people have mentioned to me, I hope you get in there. And to be honest with you, I hope not. I mean, that's, you know, if I have to go in there, then usually, you know, at this point in the season, you know, something's going wrong. So, you know, hopefully, you know, Wilson continues to play well and stays healthy. You know, it gives us that depth. But like I told Joe, I'll be ready for anything at any time, whenever he needs me, if he needs me.
You haven't been here that long, but you've blended in so well, and it feels like you've been here longer, and you've come up with some big hits, so that helps a lot, too.
Right, yeah. I mean, I was obviously fortunate enough to come here and get traded here and, you know, try to be a part of this, and I was glad that, you know, over the course of the last 2 months here that I was able to contribute. You know, obviously, when Wilson went down, there were, you know, a lot of people asking, you know, questions, you know, as far as, you know, how the team was going to react. You know, I think we did pretty well. I think I was happy with the way I was able to play and, you know, kind of make up for, you know, that loss for the period of time. But I think as a whole, the team played really well down the stretch, and, you know, the guys made it an easy transition for me. And like you said, I felt right at home real quickly.
You had been an American League guy your whole career, and I know it's a little different now because we have so many interleague games, but do you notice subtle differences in the NL style of play? Obviously, the pitcher hits.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a big difference between how the game is played in the National League opposed to the American League. And, you know, the biggest difference, at least, you know, for, you know, a guy on the bench or a role player like myself, you know, you tend to have to get ready a little bit quicker, you know, and the game kind of goes how your starting pitching goes. So, you know, that's one thing. Obviously, managing a National League game, there's a little more into it than an American League game. The biggest challenge for me, though, has been getting to know a lot of the pitchers that I've had to face on the opposing side, being in the American League my whole career. A lot of these guys I've never seen before, and at times, you know, talking with Mayo's hitting coach, you know, I felt like my first and second at-bats, a lot of the games I was playing, was it was almost like I was giving them an at-bat because I wasn't really sure what to expect, and there was a lot of learning for me in that aspect, you know, but I thought I was able to adjust well and not only to the pitchers, but also the style of play in the National League.
The other thing that's been great is you fit in here on every level, including your approach. Do you believe guys can learn to be more patient, more selective, or are you kind of born with it? And there are a lot of guys on this club who do what you do. They'll take their walks when they're presented.
Well, most guys, I think, you know, if they're patient hitters, they've been patient all their lives. You ask them, you know, what kind of hitters they were in high school or college. Usually, they were patient hitters. That was the case for me. You know, I've always been selective or had a decent idea of the strike zone. At least I like to think so. But that is, I think it's definitely something you can learn as you get older and gain more experience. You know, there are guys that, you know, earlier in their careers, you know, they're free swingers, not as patient. And as they get older, they learn their swings, they learn themselves a little more, they learn the opposing pitchers a little bit better, and, you know, therefore they tend to have better at-bats and be more selective. So I think it's for sure something that you can learn over time and experience, but I think sometimes when you talk to most guys that have that, they've been that way most of their lives.
Always great to chat with you. Go get them.
Thank you.
That's Alex Avila. Back to you, Mark.
Thank you to Len Casper, who is part of our broadcast team here during the postseason. He'll be along for the fifth inning of play-by-play, updating the weather situation. Still no precipitation at all here in Wrigleyville and specifically at Wrigley Field. And really, we think we have decided here in the booth, show of hands, that it is good news that we are looking at the grounds crew, getting the field ready, getting rid of all the batting cages that were down there for batting practice, taking off the BP tarp, getting the field all ready to go. So that's definitely a good sign that they are going to try to at least start this game. So fans that are walking into the ballpark, you should know that. Thanks to the people on Twitter, too, letting me know what's going on around the suburbs. Steady rain in North Aurora, says fan since 1962. Alop says that it's raining here in the far northwest suburb of Huntley. Very little rain right now. Sorry if I butchered your name, dude. Cubby's Crib, light rain in Naperville for the last 15 minutes. Got a couple of those. Pam says the same thing. Few Naperville folks, your folks. Elmhurst rain, Shorewood, little bit of rain, but so far it has eluded Wrigleyville. So that's where we are right now. We are assuming that there will be baseball. Cubs and Nationals, game four of the NLCS. Cubs up 2-1 after a thrilling game yesterday. Frustrating at times, anxious all the time, tense throughout. We'll talk to Carl Edwards Jr. about the game in just a little bit. Coming up next, though, on our pregame, another great addition to our pregame show is Lawrence Holmes. He is next on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
Things you shouldn't try to do yourself. Electrical work. Tree removal. Plumbing. Renting your house.
I'm moving right now, but no background checks, okay?
There's a better way to rent your home, and it's called Renter's Warehouse. We invented the whole concept of rent-a-state. Perfect pricing, full-blast marketing, quality tenant matching, 24/7 property management, a whole team of professional landlords who get the job done faster and better. We handle the paperwork, collect the rent, answer those 3 a.m. phone calls, and find quality tenants in just 2 weeks. That's over 3 times faster than most people can do it on their own. And hey, are you telling me you could write a catchy jingle like this?
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renter's Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Say goodbye to DIY. Get a free rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
Time to shed some light on light bulbs. Don't just settle for any light bulb. Make sure it's the right bulb. And that means where you buy them matters. Right now at the Home Depot, a 10-pack of Fight LED bulbs is $12.88. That's just $1.29 a bulb, and they last up to 10 years, which means you'll save now and save even more in the long run. The right bulb in all the right styles, colors, shapes, and sizes. Like a 10-pack of Fight LED light bulbs, just $12.88. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da, 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 da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
CBS Monday.
My name is Alex Riley, and this is the story of my life.
SNL's Bobby Moynihan comes to CBS.
Your life's a mess. You're living in my garage, so I no longer have a man cave.
No, you do. There's just another man living in it.
He's a divorced dad.
Whenever I hear this song, it makes me think of a girl.
Mommy?
No, Mommy's song is Psycho Killer.
In the fall's most inventive new comedy.
Is that a wheel?
Yeah, I was trying to reinvent it. It turns out you can't.
Me, Myself, and I. Monday, only CBS.
We're back with more of The Score's special Cubs postseason pregame show on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's official radio home of the defending World Series champion Chicago Cubs. Here's your host, Mark Rohde.
Is that me?
That's me.
We're back at Wrigley Field. I have been told that we are officially under a rain delay right now, even though there is no rain coming, but all these great reports that I've gotten from everybody listening on Cubs radio here on 670 The Score, the rain in the suburbs, it is a coming to Chicago as well, so you can say that we are officially under rain delay. Stay here, though. We have lots of entertainment coming up for you on this pregame show. Lawrence Holmes coming up in a minute. We'll have Joe Maddon, Chris Bosio, Carl Edwards Jr., Jake Arrieta. The entertainment for the game today, by the way, the sheet is here. Wayne Mesmer on the anthem. Rick Sutcliffe throwing out one of the ceremonial first pitches. Ryan Dempster on the play ball. And today's seventh inning stretch, Nick Offerman and Elizabeth Moss. So Elizabeth Moss, two-time Elizabeth Moss, as she was in Cubs radio booth earlier this year. She will be in Cubs radio in the seventh inning as well. So we could. I'm in the middle of Mad Men, so this works out very well for me, and I could ask her questions about Don Draper. It's perfect. All right, rematch of the 2016 National League Championship Series if the Cubs win today or win the series whenever. Reflecting on just how far the Cubs have come this year, is the score of Lawrence Holmes.
Before the trade deadline, the Cubs looked lost. They were two games under 500 and 5.5 games behind Milwaukee.
It's simply, we're really talented and we're not playing well.
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that. So, of course, you know, if you went guy to guy to guy in that clubhouse, no one's happy with the way we're playing, and we need to find a way to play better. It's as simple as that.
At the time, Theo Epstein made it clear that he would attempt to add at the deadline, but he wanted the clubhouse to know that there might not be any help.
We might make a huge trade. We might make three huge trades. We might make no trades. We might make two small trades. We don't know. You have no idea what the marketplace is going to be. But the answer to what ails the 2017 Cubs, why we haven't played well, has nothing to do with what we're going to go do or not do in trade.
And then, out of the blue, the Cubs struck up a deal with the White Sox for Jose Quintana, a guy that filled an immediate need in their rotation.
Where we're at starting pitching-wise, we needed to augment it at that point, and obviously we did. I think, you know, his numbers regarding his age and control were factors involved in all of that stuff. But I think it's just good old-fashioned scouting. I've seen him in the past in the American League, always liked him, but I had nothing to do with the decision. I'm just saying I've always liked the guy.
I think it came about in part because it was so logical. You know, I think we've been very transparent about our desire to acquire young starting pitching. We've got a surplus of bats. We've done a really good job drafting, developing, signing bats. We've done less than a stellar job with arms.
There were ups and downs as Q settled in, but in September, he posted a 2.51 ERA for the month, which set up his playoff start in Game 3.
Here comes the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Harper strikes out on a big curveball. That ball ended up down near the dust.
Turner hanging in there. Now Quintana on another 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him on a curveball, and Quintana just struck out the side.
We got it done because our pitching was so good, quite frankly. I mean, their guy, give Scherzer a lot of credit, man. To come off that injury like he did and pitch as well as he did, that's pretty phenomenal. That was phenomenal. And then our guy matched him, which we needed tonight. You had to match that great pitching performance with another one, and we did.
The Cubs may have paid a high price giving up Eloy Jimenez, but so far, bringing Quintana in has paid off. Mark, back to you.
Lawrence, thank you very much. Again, dry here at Wrigley Field right now, but the rain is coming. We've been told that this game is not going to start when it is scheduled to. It is scheduled to start at 4:38. The grounds crew right now out there, getting the infield ready, getting the outfield ready. Presumably they will put the tarp on because of the imminent rain. And so what is under the tarp will be ready to go. So, again, presumably that if the rain does stop eventually, once the rain does start, they'll be able to take the tarp off and the field would be in pretty good shape. So that's the idea. That is the hope. We are here with you until the start of this game. Even if this game doesn't start, we'll be here with you talking Cubs and Nationals. Game 4 of the NLCS. Ron Coomer is next on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
For
than 3,000 slot machines and your favorite table games.
For excitement.
Unforgettable dining, from steaks to seafood.
For delight.
415 luxurious hotel rooms and world-class concerts.
For enjoyment.
It's Four Winds Casinos in beautiful Southwest Michigan. For gaming, for dining, for...
There's a season for everything. And right now, it's save up to 30% on appliances season at the Home Depot, with special buys on innovative appliances that do more, like a GE high-efficiency washer and electric dryer. Your clothes get cleaner without the damage, and they're just $586 each. Save $425 on the pair. Savings are in season with up to 30% off appliances at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. Gas, dryer, extra, see store for details.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
Woo! And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Time to shed some light on light bulbs. Don't just settle for any light bulb. Make sure it's the right